Hello, my name is Isabella Schember, and today I'm going to walk you through my poster, Gene Regulatory Network Evolution, during Drosophila melanogaster and Aedes aegypti nervous system development. As I go through my poster, I'm going to start on the upper left-hand side and work my way through the four columns, ending on the lower right-hand side. Evolution relies predominantly on changes in the architecture of gene regulatory networks, and in particular, on functional changes within cis regulatory elements. My work investigates the cis and trans regulatory changes in the gene regulatory network involved in nervous system development in both flies, Drosophila melanogaster, and mosquitoes, Aedes aegypti. The key regulator of the ventral midline in arthropods is single-minded, or SIM. In Drosophila melanogaster, SIM is expressed at the midline during mid to late embryogenesis, depicted here in A and B. Unlike other mosquitoes, which have a fly-like pattern of SIM throughout embryogenesis, Aedes aegypti SIM is expressed at the midline during mid-embryogenesis, depicted here in C, but then shifts laterally during late embryogenesis, depicted here in D. Despite this significant genetic rewiring, we can see in the figure below that the overall central nervous system structure appears unchanged between Drosophila melanogaster and Aedes aegypti. A number of genes that are downstream of SIM and expressed at the midline in Drosophila melanogaster, depicted here in A, C, and E, have been redeployed laterally in Aedes aegypti, depicted here in B, D, and F. To probe the mechanisms responsible for these changes, we have started identifying enhancers that regulate the expression of the component genes in both Drosophila melanogaster and Aedes aegypti using our computational approach, Scrimshaw. Using predicted enhancers from our Scrimshaw approach, we can do reciprocal reporter gene assays to test for cis versus trans mediated changes in gene expression. In A, here we are performing this assay in Drosophila melanogaster embryos and evaluating the expression driven by both the predicted Drosophila melanogaster enhancer and the predicted Aedes aegypti enhancer. In B, we are performing the same assay, this time in Aedes aegypti embryos. The expression driven by these predicted enhancers will either suggest a cis regulatory change, so changes in the regulatory sequences that modulate the expression of individual genes at the DNA level, or a trans regulatory change, so changes in either the activity or the deployment of the proteins, primarily transcription factors that govern gene expression. Using Scrimshaw, we found and assayed homologous SOG enhancers, which are downstream of SIM. You can see here that both the Drosophila melanogaster and Aedes aegypti SOG enhancers drive expression at the midline, suggesting a trans regulatory change as described and depicted above. We are currently assaying the expression driven by both of these enhancers in transgenic Aedes aegypti. We are also attempting to phenocopy the Aedes aegypti embryo by ectopically expressing transcription factors. We first probed if ectopic SIM expression could be sufficient to drive off midline expression of both the Drosophila melanogaster and Aedes aegypti SOG enhancers. We found that the Drosophila melanogaster SOG enhancer was responsive to ectopic SIM expression, which you can see here in B, but the Aedes aegypti SOG enhancer was non-responsive to ectopic SIM expression, which you can again see here in D. In Drosophila melanogaster, there are multiple transcription factors that act in the midline. We've investigated a number of these transcription factors, including DIKE, activated NOTCH, activated RAS, SOX-N, and VVL, represented here by A and B, and we found that neither the Drosophila melanogaster or Aedes aegypti SOG enhancers were responsive to any of these transcription factors. We are testing combinations of these transcription factors now to see if together they can mimic the transregulatory landscape of the Aedes aegypti embryo. Our preliminary results suggest that a combination of SIM and activated NOTCH work together to repress the Drosophila melanogaster SOG enhancer at the midline, pictured here in D, and we are retesting this and performing a number of controls to determine the implications of this. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me directly or attend the poster question and answer session on Monday, April 27th, starting at 12:30 p.m. Thank you for listening.